Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 6, 1805. A hailstorm. Captain Lewis and Captain Clark, both being from Virginia and having spent most of their lives on the East Coast, are not familiar with the treacherous hailstorms that occur on the plains, usually after a hot day. The storms are accompanied with thunder and lightning and a frightening wind. Today, the expedition endures another hailstorm, and Captain Lewis writes about it.
In the course of last night, had several showers of hail and rain, attended with thunder and lightning. About day, a heavy storm came on from the southwest, attended with hail, and a rain that continued to roar of thunder and some lightning. The hail was as large as musket balls and covered the ground perfectly. We had some of it collected, which kept very well through the day and served to cool our water. These showers and gusts keep my boat wet, in despite of my exertions. She is not ready for the grease and coal. After the hail and rain was over this morning, we dispatched 4 hunters and 2 canoes to the head of the rapids, as we had determined last evening. The red and yellow currants are now ripe and abundant. They are rather acid as yet. There is a remarkable small fox which associate in large communities and burrow in the prairies, something like a small wolf. But we have not yet been able to obtain one of them. They are extremely watchful and take refuge in their burrows, which are very deep. We have seen them nowhere except near the falls. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 6, 1805.
The currants Lewis saw were squaw currants, which he called gooseberry, and are commonly found on dry slopes and ridges. The little fox he saw was the swift fox, sometimes called the kit fox, then unknown to science. Tomorrow, blowflies and mosquitoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.